What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
To go to the waste, fraud, and abuse that exists inside of Social Security.
Boo!
Liar, liar, liar.
Dude, you're lying about tariffs. You're lying about Social Security. Of course you're going to get booed by the crowd. You got to check this out. Trump did an interview on Fox News this morning, and I can show you. I can demonstrate in one short clip how incoherent Trump's tariff policy is, and that's why his popularity is declining. That's why Republican representatives are getting booed en masse. I'll go through all of this, but let me just show you this clip.
There is a chance that the money from tariffs could be so great that it would replace, you know, in the old days, about 1870 to 1913, the tariffs were the only form of money. And that's when our nation was relatively the richest.
Okay, Trump has floated the idea of replacing the income tax with tariffs, but here's the problem. There are many, many problems, but one of the big problems is that all of Trump's stated goals with the tariffs are super contradictory. So he'll say on one day that he wants to rebuild America's supply chains, reshore manufacturing so thoroughly that we don't even need to import anything. But if we're not importing anything, then there's nothing to tariff. There's nothing to tax. Therefore, you can't fund the government through tariffs if all of your manufacturing plants are here. These are contradictory statements. But then the next day, they'll say that this is all for leverage. So every day of the week, Republicans are scrambling, falling over each other to come up with an excuse for Trump's tariffs. But every single excuse is contradictory. Because if you're just using the tariffs to get leverage over other countries, then that necessarily undermines your domestic manufacturing, because that means you're cutting deals. You're cutting deals that undermines American workers, and you're going back to global trade. So all of Trump's goals are contradictory, and that's one of the main problems. That's why he's getting more and more unpopular. GOP Representative Brian Mast, for example, was booed at his town hall after defending DOGE, defending tariffs, and after defending the Trump admin, which is growing increasingly unpopular. Check out this clip right here.
Here, and independents feel that Donald Trump has vacated the center of the electorate, catering to his base. What are we talking about? Well, let's talk about the overall net approval ratings. We're going to look at the worst ever at this point in a presidency. The old record among independents for the worst ever was Donald Trump back in 2016, a net approval rating of minus 16 points. Well, Donald Trump has broken his own record here. He now holds, in this particular term, the worst ever net approval rating at this point in a presidency among independents at, get this, minus 22 points. He is 22 points underwater with independents. That breaks the old record that belonged to Trump. He has set the new record. He is completely underwater.
America first, baby. We are setting records here.
With the center of the electric cape ball.
And this is overall. This is on all the issues. Now, focus in specifically on the economy.
Yeah, let's focus in on the economy, right? What is driving this overall approval rating for Donald Trump among independents to go underwater? Let's take a look at the economy. And let's take a look at Trump's net approval rating on it and look at the trend line over just the last few months. You go back to January, he was slightly above water with independents at plus 1 point. Look at this drop, Kate.
Spoiler alert. Sorry to spoil it. It's the tariffs. It's also the unpredictability and the lack of transparency with the tariffs. There's no real stated objective. There's no coherent goal, as I think I demonstrated earlier in the video.
Look at this drop, Kate. Oh my, minus 29 points. That's a 30-point drop in under 3 months of time. What independents are hearing from Donald Trump, they hate. They hate what they're hearing from Donald Trump, and they are abandoning him in record numbers. At this point, his last presidency, he was about at even, at 0 points in terms of his net approval rating on the economy, and now he's at minus 29 points. You go back through the record books, I simply put, Kate Baldwin, can't find anything close to this. This is such a record that there is no historical analogy to be 29 points underwater on the most important issue of the day with independence. This right here, my dear friends, is political poison. If an election were held today and Donald Trump's net approval rating in the economy was minus 29 points with independents, I'm not quite sure how Republicans can hold on.
He would get absolutely cooked, and this brings us on to GOP Representative Brian Mast being relentlessly booed after not only defending Elon Musk, but also the tariffs. Take a listen.
To go to the waste, fraud, and abuse that exists inside of Social Security.
Boo! Liar, liar, liar.
Come out from Doge, love Doge.
That's right. Why would you bring up Doge in the context of Social Security? What the hell was this dude thinking? Read the room. Really quickly, check out this chart of subscribers gained in Q1 of 2025. The Adam Mockler Show has beaten the Megyn Kelly, Charlie Kirk, Tucker Carlson, and Benny Johnson Show on YouTube. If you want to help us beat the MAGA sphere, continue to crush MAGA, then go click the subscribe button. Check out this clip of Brian Mast getting booed when he brings up tariffs. Okay, so under all of the booing, if you listen closely, Brian Mast is saying that the end goal of Trump's policies are to get to free trade for the United States. He's claiming that Trump is just trying to get leverage over other countries, which is like the eighth excuse down the list that GOP representatives have used. He's getting leverage to try to abolish any sort of trade barriers, which theoretically could work, but that's not even what Trump just said. That's genuinely not what Trump said in this clip that I played from Fox earlier. Going back to his Fox interview, watch him talking about potentially deporting U.S. citizens to El Salvador. Again, U.S. citizens. And I want to go back to what I always say. When you're messaging regarding due process with friends or family, say you're at work and somebody is talking about due process, make sure that you're saying that due process involves everybody, not just criminals, not just undocumented immigrants, not just certain people. Everybody in the United States should care about due process. Because if you're innocent and you're deprived due process, then there's no way to prove you're innocent. If you're innocent and you're a citizen who was born here, I was born here 22 years ago. If I were picked up off the streets, I would have no way without due process to prove that I live here and that I'm innocent and I committed no crime. So I could get deported in the same way that Abrego Garcia did, because he got no due process. So again, it's not just a protection for the innocent. It's a guarantee that the government has to follow rules, has to follow processes, even when you're accused of wrongdoing. And that matters, because once you create a class of people who don't get due process, who can be kicked out, silenced, punished without a fair hearing, the door is wide open to expand that definition. That's the headline. Once you create this new class of people who don't get due process, anybody can fall into that class, because there is no way to prove who you are. So maybe the next person who doesn't get a hearing is an American citizen who's accused of stealing a pack of cigarettes or whatever the hell. Or maybe a protester. Or maybe somebody who is disloyal. Maybe it's you, or maybe it's somebody that's like me. I don't know. It could be anybody. Sorry, did I even play this Trump clip? Let me look.
Could we use it for violent criminals, our own violent criminals?
I call them homegrown criminals.
Yes.
I mean, the homegrowns.
The ones
that grew up and yeah. Something went wrong and they hit people over the head with a baseball bat. We have, and push people into subways just before the train gets there, mm-hmm. like you see happening sometimes. We are looking into it and we want to do it. Okay. I would love to do it.
Deporting U.S. citizens. And by the way, the way the Trump admin is doing it with no due process would shoot us right into an authoritarian regime. I've already dug into due process. I'm not going to yap about that anymore. But just to zoom out, between the tariffs, between the lack of due process, I do think Trump's approval rating will continue to slip and the resistance will continue to grow. We see massive hands-off protests across the country. We see people standing up at town halls. We see the media space on the left growing faster than the MAGA media space, and that's because of you guys. So if you want to join the movement, subscribe.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.